Hey, kiddies, Adam Carolla here. Been screwed over by a crappy contractor? Who hasn't? Put your hands down, especially those of you who are driving. I got a show coming out on Spike TV called Catch a Contractor. How does it work? We find that crappy contractor. We bring him back to fix what he screwed up. Sound good? Feel like something you could benefit from? Good. If someone you know in the LA area has a home construction nightmare courtesy of a crappy contractor, go to catchacontractor.com. That's catchacontractor.com and submit your info.
This is Corolla Digital.
Taking calls, home improvement tips, straight from the ace man's lips to those in need. They cover it all, A to Z, roof to basement and in between. Raise on the ladder and Ace got the hammer. Fixing your trouble with hilarious banter. So send your emails to the Porcelain Punisher with his old buddy Ray. It's Ace on the House.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice but to get it on. Mandate. Get it on. Welcome to yet another Ace on the House, or as Pop Scarola likes to call it, Ace on the Roof. You can visit our website, aceontheroof.com. Click through the PayPal button. Show a little love. Let's get Ray a house, man.
Yeah, man.
Let's get him a house before
Happy
we have
New
to
Year,
bury
man.
Him in a house, man. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
What's going on?
I'm good, man.
What are you working on, man?
I'm working in Tahunga. I'm working in Calabasas.
Woo-wee.
I'm all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah, by the way, that trek right there, Tahunga to Calabasas, how long will that take you?
Well, the thing about Southern California and Los Angeles is if you do it Sunday at 4 a.m., everything takes 18 minutes, no matter how far away
exactly.
it is.
Exactly.
But if it's if you want to go when other people want to go from Tahunga to Calabasas, then it's going to take you 90 minutes. It just depends.
Exactly.
It just depends.
It's one or the other.
Yeah.
It's fucking heinous.
I had a thing. I'm doing the Tonight Show tonight. Now, we're taping this show a day or two early, but the Tonight Show just called for like a somebody dropped out, you know. That's why I get the call.
Pinch hitter?
Well, pinch hitter would suggest that you have a better hitter than the hitter that you currently had, and you'd like him to come in and hit during this very important part of the game.
Oh, so you're saying
this is more
second
like
string.
Manny Mota didn't feel like hitting.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So you went and got like the bullpen catcher to hit.
It's like
physically...
it's like Pop Warner when the other kids have to play three plays.
It's more like a good player didn't show up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not really a pinch hitter. It's more like we need somebody with a bat to go walk up to the plate, and we don't have the guy we want with the bat to go up to the plate, so we'll get out.
But we got this guy.
We got this guy. So that's the plan. And I had this thing where I woke up late this morning and found a bunch of text. You know, I was getting emails from the Tonight Show at 6:45 in the morning and texts and from various people. Where are you? What's going on? I just overslept. I slept until like 9, 10 in the morning or something. On days, I work enough and I set my alarm enough. And on days where I don't have to set my alarm, I still have to work. You know, I still have multiple podcasts to do and a bunch of shit to do. But on those days, like I'll work all weekend doing this contractor show and I'll be getting up early and doing whatever. But on days when I don't have to set my alarm, I won't.
Yeah.
I'll just let nature
Pillows
take
rule.
Its course.
Yeah.
And there'll be times when it's just I'll pop up at 7:30, 8 in the morning. All right, let's do it. And there'll be times when I just wake up and go, what the fuck? It's 9:35?
Yeah, when's the last time you did that, by the way? That's not norm for you.
That was today. So I did the what the fuck, and then I realized, it was like 9:10 or something. I had a scheduled call for Chicago at 9:45, but I was balancing all this Tonight Show business. Where are you? Call us back. We got to get somebody, blah, blah, blah. And at a certain, but I did my call with the Chicago affiliate, and then I did this one. And you tell me where you're at with this. I did the 16 and a half minutes into my call with the Chicago affiliate, I said, look, I'm doing the Tonight Show tonight, and I just got to wrap this up because I gotta get on the phone with these guys and figure out what's going on and do a podcast and blah, blah, blah. So sorry, but not that sorry. We're past 15 minutes into this thing and probably scheduled for 10 minutes, maybe 15 minutes, but we're at 16 and a half minutes. So thank you, and we'll see you in Chicago. And then here's where the etiquette part comes in. That's when they either go into one more question, which is a weird one for me because I just got done saying I have to hang up the phone. I cannot tell you the.
Oh, you got the ooh, the Tonight Show.
I got that, but I got the guy was perfectly nice. I just got there's the either one more question, or now I'm going into ether quaalude mode where it's like, all right, well. Thanks for calling in. We do appreciate you being on the program. And when you're in Chicago, have safe travels. Hope the weather. I literally just hung up. I just went, I'm sorry. I don't want to go through the long drawn. I know we're trying to stretch this ending out.
Wait, so you zoned and just clicked the phone.
I just went,
all right. Good.
I got the, you know, well, safe travels. You know, when you're in town, I hope you avoid the weather. And I hope the airport's not. And it's like, I just hung up. Like, I was like, all right, I'm sorry. I told you I had to get off the phone.
Yeah, but douchey. That's a little douchey.
Little douchey.
You should have just said, okay, bye.
People don't. Ray, you have that. Other people don't have that. Well, I say to people all the time, I got someone on the other line. All right. So, anyway. Did you see Breaking Bad? It's like, I just got done saying I'm not making this up. I have someone on the other line or I got to call the Tonight Show. Ray always goes, okay, bye. And he just hangs up real fast, which is good. That's what people should do.
First of all, I'm amazed when you answer the phone. Let's get that out of the way.
Okay, bye.
It's kind of good. Bye.
All right.
Oh, we're done.
Speaking of that,
mahalo.
I will be Park West, Chicago, doing some live shows.
Not anymore.
Park West. We'll be doing a live podcast from Park West. And then also Buffalo and Las Vegas all coming up. Just go to AdamCarolla.com, check the calendar. Detroit, Motor City Casino doing some stand-up January 30th. So again, check the calendar. You'll see it up there. The store with the hats and the logos and the mugs and all the cool stuff is up, and you can enjoy, including the new eyebrow shirt, which people are digging quite a bit, the new logo. So you can go to AdamCarolla.com.
Hitler had his mustache.
Store. That's
Ace
right.
He's got his eyebrows.
That's right. That's true. I got my brow. He had a stash. And speaking of your stash, Mangria, people, back and in full circulation. You can go to CorollaDrinks.com and click on the shop button. And that'll tell you where you can find it. All right, Ray, what are you working on in Calabasas?
I got a garage conversion over there into a bike shop,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of nice.
Into a bike shop?
Yeah. Rah-rah, motorcycle.
Oh, okay.
That kind of thing. And then also a lot of other stuff going on there.
Mm-hmm.
New framing, mm-hmm. you know, blowing some walls out,
mm-hmm.
bathrooms. That kind of thing. A buddy of mine bought a big piece of property.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Bathroom's always tough.
Sometimes.
Blowing out the bathroom. I feel like gutting places that have a lot of plumbing, sewage, water. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Showers.
It can get a little weird.
A little funkified. All right. We have phone calls. We have questions. By the way,
they're on a septic out there too, Ace. And then if your trap is not filled with water.
In the septic system.
Right. Guess what you get to smell?
Dookie.
Yeah.
But let me tell you. Guess whose dookie it is?
Maybe your own.
Yuki.
Ah, Yuki Dookie.
Yuki Dookie. It is your dookie.
That's a t-shirt.
Well, whose dookie is it? I mean, I guess there was a former owner, but usually they come out and they suck that tank up or they'll clean the tank up and then you move in. It's your duke. Guess where your duke is right now?
In your nasal?
It's in your ass.
Ah.
All right. You got a problem with that?
Smell my finger.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
All right. It's Yuki, baby. Where were we?
all this hot septic tank talk. Yeah. You know, it's getting me going. We got
push it down.
Let's start out with a video question. And, you know, guys, we would love to get more video questions from you. Please email us, aceonthehouse@adamcarolla.com. So here's a video from a guy named Jay.
And let me say that. Septic system, rich man, poor man. Because all the dudes out on the point in Malibu are on the septic system. Like all the guys living at those beautiful, you know, like Jennifer Aniston's place down at Point Doom, you know, $28 million house used to live in with Brad Pitt. That's on septic. And if you're living in the wilds of Kentucky, you're on a probably your own
no, you're on your
septic
outdoor
too.
System.
Either way, you're on your you're not connected to the sewer. That's middle America. All right. Question.
Hey, Adam and Ray, Porcelain Punisher, get it on. My question is about removing paint from the brick. So as we walk out of the kitchen into what used to be a family room, we're turning it into a large dining room, trying to give it a Tuscan farmhouse look in the middle of the renovations. As you can see, I've got the hand-scraped hardwood in there. Some distressed components.
Yeah.
As we come to the brick, I've already removed a couple layers and replaced it with a Brazilian hardwood with a little false back to run the TV cabling.
Got a mantle.
So what I want to do, I actually found a picture online. This is the brick look that I'd like to try to achieve here. So any advice, recommendations that you have?
All right,
for me to
stop
be able
it.
To do this.
All right, how do you get the paint off the brick?
And make it look like that Tuscan, like, half-painted feel? Heat gun? Heat gun all the way. Heat gun super
way.
Easy.
Well, also better indoor. I mean, put a fan on in the door and get some ventilation going. But heat gun better than chemicals and wire brush and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, heat gun, then it'll achieve that feel.
Yeah.
And it's not that tough. You can get it done in a couple of hours. That's what I did in my fireplace, heat gun.
What do you do with the grout in the heat gun? That'll wire brush?
It'll lift. If you just hold it steady and not smear it, it'll lift. It'll all lift one big chip kind of thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, when does the wire brush come into effect? Or do you just use a scraper?
The scraper. Scraper at first, and then you can wire brush it like to muddle it a little bit because the look he's trying to achieve looks like it's effloresced.
Effloresce.
You know, so it's got some white hues to it with the brick. You know, so he can blow this thing out in, you know, half a day.
Now, if you're outside and you're doing a big space, then we're talking about sandblasting.
Yeah, I don't sandblast. That's your thing. I don't sandblast brick.
Well, I just had my brick sandblasted. It looks
pretty
good.
You made
good.
Another mistake.
It looks very good. It's too big a space to do with chemicals and pressure washers and whatnot. But
it does look good, though. I got to say that.
Yeah.
And the brick's hard, and you sealed it, so that's good, too.
Yeah. All right. So you can go with...
Your kids will have to fix it, not you.
Pressure washer. You can go with chemical. Chemical in the pressure washer, right?
You can do that.
You could hit...
That
you know,
smart strip's awesome, too.
Yeah.
And you put the cover on it, leave it there for 24 hours. And non-toxic, water-soluble. You
right.
can put your hand in it, won't hurt you.
Right, right.
Good stuff.
Right. All
good
right,
stuff is another good stuff. Though.
But the heat gun, good. That Jasco stuff is pretty tough, but it takes stuff off too.
And it takes stuff off of you.
Yeah, comes kind of a
I burned my nut with that.
Which nut?
Both nut.
Both nuts?
Both nut. Jasco, little remnants of Jasco.
Yeah.
Had a pee.
Yeah. It the nut is very porous, by the way. Nut will suck up whatever you throw
very
at
sensitive.
It.
Very sensitive.
Very sensitive, the nut. Yeah. All right, so wire brush and or scraper, heat gun, and then maybe wire brush for the grout if you're looking at heat gun, underrated. And now they sell them everywhere. It used to be kind of a item.
But get the good one. Get the most expensive one. The other ones burn out really quickly.
Yeah, but he doesn't have that much space. Either way. All right, what's next?
Next up is an email from a 25-year-old homeowner in Atlanta named Brett. Ace Ray, PP, get it on. The safety pole in the pictures is in the parking lot of my condominium complex. I'd like to remove it because it is very loose, serves no functional purpose, and is an eyesore. Our homeowners association is too cheap to hire someone, but they told me I could remove it and refinish the surrounding area if I wanted to. Removing the pole is not an issue. It's so loose I can push it over by myself. My main concerns are, one, how should I fill the hole once the pole has been removed? And two, given how cracked up the surface is currently, how can I fill it in or refinish the asphalt and make it look decent? Any suggestions are greatly appreciated.
I do love when people go, no, we're not going to do that, but if you want to do it,
you can't.
Go ahead. For no compensation. I just like when people go, we don't care about it, but you do, so you should do. And it's like,
yeah, and well, you've clipped your car a few times with it too, or someone has.
Well, here's the thing. Those like poles that they put up for parking, and they used to just randomly put around. I don't know when the pole lobby got very happy for a while where like someone went like, hey, we need. I understand when there's like a big propane storage tank or something and you need the pole there, but they've just put up randomly. And the problem is the poles were 3 foot tall and the rear window of the average SUV is 42 inches off the ground. And so everyone kept backing up into them because nobody drove SUVs when the poles were being put in the ground. When the poles were being put in the ground, people were driving Dodge Darts and Impalas where the back window was 30 inches off the ground and they could see the pole. Now they can't see the pole because they're all driving Denalis and they're all on their cell phone and everyone is backing into shit. So what they need to
do, they don't have the rear view camera.
They need to raise the standard minimum height of the pole, just like they need to raise the goalpost to 44 1/8 inch. Now, how's he going to get rid of this? Well, pull it out, obviously.
Looks like it's
patch
loose.
Patching the asphalt. Asphalt patch always looks like ass. I mean, it's really
But it's all alligatored up anyway.
It's all
He's got to put that slurry stuff on and go at it from there.
Well, Ray, let me ask you this: you used to do this stuff, didn't you?
What, asphalt?
Yeah, you
I did it for like a day.
Didn't you do a lot of resurfacing kind of stuff and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right. When you have asphalt that's really busted up,
called an alligator.
Really alligatored up. Do you take out the whole section and then fill it in, or do you just go over the top?
For that, I just go over the top. But usually, if it's really bad, take out the whole section and redo it.
Asphalt's
super cheap, though, too, Ace.
I know, the problem with asphalt is people really should just break down and do a cement driveway or cement whatever.
Yeah, concrete.
It's just concrete. It's just so much more expensive that they don't, so they keep resurfacing the asphalt. It's just like, it's sort of like putting on a new roof instead of stripping the old roof and putting on a new roof, except for when it comes to roofs, eventually you have to strip it because of weight. This, you can just keep resurfacing it.
It ends up
looking like shit really fast.
Looks like ass in a year.
Right.
Yeah.
But to do the driveway in concrete, it would be, several thousand
dollars. But the Homeowners Association said he could do it by himself.
That's nice.
They told him he's got the green light.
I would.
They want 4 inches. They want 6/6 10.
How do you fill it in, though? How do you fill in the hole in the asphalt?
Just the dirt, whatever's common. And then I do get that, they come in bags. Asphalt comes in bags, the cold pack bags.
Yeah, the stuff that's not liquid.
Right. And
yeah.
You can just put that in the, or get your heat gun out, warm it up, tamp it down, you're done.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not going to be fun anyway. No, it's an unglamorous job.
Asphalt is one of these things. I don't know if history is going to be kind to it.
I think not.
I think our schoolyards were made of asphalt. And it was just, first off, in the San Fernando Valley, when it got hot, that blacktop, as it was called, it was fucking skillet hot. It would get weird.
Remember if you fell on it? And then you got like a scab and it was filled with asphalt and filled with black dust. Your hands were black.
Yeah. It just doesn't hold up. There's potholes everywhere. It's no good. And it's a kajillion years old.
I'm surprised the EPA hasn't shut that stuff down.
Yeah, I know.
Listen, the kids are breathing tar.
Yeah. No. But by the way, they could have a tar spreader going 24/7 on a schoolyard. There'd be no problem. But if you lit up a natural spirit light, like 100 yards away from the schoolyard, you'd be tackled and put zip ties. All right, what's next? We have some calls. We got some emails. What do we got?
Well, let's not overlook.
Ooh. Happy New Year.
Gentlemen, Grab your hardwood. It's time for Just the Tip.
Just the Tip.
Do I go now?
Yeah. That's where you talk.
Got it. Hey, you know when, Ace, when you're taking out the trash, well, you don't do it, but yeah, when Olga takes out the trash,
I gotcha.
You know the vacuum that's done by the bag? You know, you have the liner, and the bag is essentially a vacuum. You can't get the bag out.
Listen, I had
okay,
this.
You don't know.
No, I had it. I had it the other day when I was standing.
You were standing in my pull the bag apart.
No, I wasn't doing shit. I was standing in my kitchen. I was looking at it powder, what looked like powder, like all over the floor. Hold on a second.
Baking soda?
Two things. What is this strategy? You know the people that like sweep up? My maid will do this. Now my wife does it too. They sweep up, like they'll go, I'm sweeping up the kitchen, and they sweep up the kitchen. And then they go, I'm going to make two piles, one pile over here and one pile over there. And then they go, now I'm going to take a break for like 2 hours.
And then leave the piles?
Then I'll be back. And then I just watch my kids just walking through. Like, everyone is oblivious, right? So everyone walks sort of their head up in the clouds, and I just watch them kicking around and walking through the piles of stuff. And I'm like, what is this plan? And then I grab the dustbuster, and I go hit the pile. But why abandon the pile that you've made? Well, now I'm going to go do a load of laundry. It's like, yeah, except for people are just going to kick, including yourself, are going to walk through said pile. I appreciate the sweeping part. Finish it.
Be done.
I had this with the maid.
Wait, so your wife does that too?
She's on the broom, man. Got her on the broom.
Just not the dustpan.
The maid, I was seeing this like powdery shit, like on the floor in the kitchen, you know, by the trash can. And I said, what is this? What's this? And she said, when I empty the vacuum cleaner's full. So when I pull the vacuum cleaner part, you know, stuff comes pouring. And I'm like, that's why you're supposed to do it outside.
Yeah.
Like, take the shit out.
Right.
It drives me. Hold on, Ray. I know you got a tip here. It drives me insane. I have guys who work in my house all the time. Every time they fire on the wet dry vac, a big plume of dust comes kicking out. And it's like, Gary, the reason you have the vacuum out to clean up the dust is so you don't fire out another salvo of dust, which is just take a wet rag and hang it over the exhaust part, or do what I do. I'll take it outside, plug it in, fire it up,
right.
Let it shoot its plume. Because if it's been sitting around for 4 months, when you kick it on, poof.
You get a little bit residual.
You get the dust. These guys will never...
How about when they don't clean the mother? The thing's not even, you know, sucking. There's no suction. Dude, did you check out the filter? And then open the vacuum up inside and then lift the filter out and go like, oh, sorry.
It's a never-ending pile of piles. Like, hey, I see where you put the curtain rods up because I see the little pyramid of drywall dust that's sitting on the floor and the baseboard directly underneath you.
You know what
like,
I do? Wet
fucking
napkin.
Wipe it down.
No,
clean
no.
It
when
off.
You're drilling the hole,
oh, yeah.
You always have like the wet paper towel.
There's
make
that
sure
part.
It's white.
That
you know,
part
so
too.
Come on, it's all easy. Right.
But anyway, take if you're going to change the bag or the whatever on your vacuum cleaner, take the whole thing outside. Just take it outside. And pull
hence
it apart.
The tip.
That's
beat
the tip?
Me to, no, it's not.
No. Okay, good.
The trash bag, what you do is, here's what
trash
you do.
Trash bag. Yeah.
Right. So you have the liner, and a lot of times there's suction created from the liner, especially if you have a full bag.
Wait a minute. We're talking about the trash bag?
You have a trash can, and
yeah.
You have liners in them.
Right.
Sometimes
okay.
The liners are hard to remove.
They are?
Yes. You get suction. You don't know. That's
I know
what I'm
the
saying.
I feel a little of it, but I don't feel like the suction
well,
is a
big
problem.
A lot of times
problem.
It'll tear.
Okay,
Matt, am I right?
Oh, you know it, Ray.
Thank you. There
what
you
the
go.
Fuck you're talking about.
He does too. He takes
all
out
right.
The trash.
Taking the
what
liner
you do,
out of the can.
Right. You drill a few holes at the bottom
of the trash can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's no
stops
suction.
The vacuum.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the I had a great mountain man experience. We had the kids can't drink from the sink.
Why?
Because they've been indoctrinated into a cult that basically teaches them that the
sink water is poison.
The free water from the sink is poison, but the water that's been trucked over for thousands of miles and sitting in a plastic container out in the sun, leaching off whatever fucking chemicals were used to produce the plastic container. That's the healthy water, the one with no minerals and no anything in it. That's the healthy water that's been sitting in the bladder of plastic out in the sun. I know, by the way, science will catch up to me on this one. Putting shit in big bladders of plastic and then setting them out in the sun for extended periods of time and then consuming them is not healthier than what's coming out of the fucking spigot. But my kids literally look around the house and go, there is no water in this house. What do we do?
I like nothing more than to drink off the hose bib.
They won't drink. So they got the, you know, the 2-gallon Arrowhead with the handle and you pull the spigot out, but the vacuum.
Yeah.
And nobody in my house can do that math where you put a hole. I just came walking up with a steak knife while my son was like struggling with it. Like it's barely coming out. And I gave that big poom on the top and it started gushing out. And I was like, yeah, feels good. You know, I feel like I'm feeding my family with my knife. Like, you know, like the
that was your hunt. That was your hunter moment.
Yeah.
With the plastic Arrowhead bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
All right, so
fantastic.
Couple of holes in the trash can.
Yeah.
For the vacuum.
For the vacuum, yeah.
All right. And I'm with you.
Got another one.
Not too.
Too
low, in case there's some moisture or something
yeah,
in there. You don't want to leak it out.
1 inch above.
All right. You got another one?
Yeah, sure. When mm-hmm. you scuff some furniture.
Scuff
in
up
your
furniture.
House, you scuff up the furniture. You
right.
get a ding or two in it.
Mm-hmm.
Use a walnut instead of like a marker. Use a walnut. The oil from the walnut and the color will make it
the
disappear.
Actual nut part of the walnut.
The actual nut.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So they have like a walnut-colored stain all the time.
Yeah, but you can just use a walnut.
You actually
it's
use
Christmas
the walnut.
Time. You still have them around.
And you got the walnut, and you got the oils in it
right.
penetrating in there, and actual a little bit of the color, too.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
All right.
Like I could make you, I could put you in blackface right now. Had we have a walnut
with a walnut,
sure.
All right, let's do it. I could put you in whiteface if you hold still.
Uh oh. Via this. What? The vacuum dust.
Thanks for the tip.
Take the glasses. Yeah. All right. Your questions are answers. How about a little spot? How about MaximaStyle.com and
Woo-hoo!
These guys? Oh man. My entire house is filled with Maxima-style bulbs. LED bulbs. They're getting cheaper, too. Prices are starting to come down below 10 bucks. You know, technology, that's the way it works, man. They can help you. They have easy-to-install retrofit fixtures. I did. My whole hallway has about 11 can lights in it, and they all got swapped out, and they all got the Maxima style LED bulbs put in there. And they work on the dimmer, too. Used to be like this compact fluorescence. Forget it.
Yeah,
with the dimmer. Now, the LED bulbs, you can work them on a dimmer. That's Maxima style. Look, you're going to do your house one way or the other. You do it today, you save some kilowatts. You do it a year from now, you waste a bunch of money. MaximaStyle.com. That's your source for lighting. They're our best sponsor. They got the greatest selection of energy-saving LED bulbs, and you can visit them online, maximastyle.com. Use the coupon code Adam for additional savings. Maxima Style, baby. Let them know Adam sent you. All right, Ray, let's see. Moisture coming through his kid's floor. Ooh. Product on cleaning porcelain. Ray, you probably know about that. So he owns a house from the 20s. Water, radiator. All right, let's just start at the top. Andrew, 17, Pennsylvania.
Hey, so I'm off of school today because it's so cold outside. And I noticed on my kitchen floor and kitchen wall, there's like condensation and moisture, almost like you get off of like an ice cream container, you get a freezer.
Yeah. How cold is it? Where are you calling from, Pennsylvania?
Beaver County.
Yeah, and how cold is it over there in Beaver County?
The wind chill is negative 17.
Jesus.
High is 7, so.
Ouch.
Yeah. And so you're noticing some moisture, but you got to stay home from school, right?
Yes.
Well, that's why.
Ray,
yeah.
Wasn't every third day a snow day for you in high school?
Well, let me recall, what was my attendance
senior year?
117 absences out of 176 school teachers.
Oh, so it was more than every third day. It was more than every other day.
Yeah, two-thirds. Still graduated.
4 days. Still graduated. 117. Out of a possible?
176. And the only reason I know that is because they told me.
Right. And
that was the answer D, to graduate.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, it was not quite one-to-one.
No,
oh,
no,
it was. Yeah, it was. Yeah, it's two. Yeah, it's 2-1, or almost 2-1. Unbelievable. By the way, it would be nice to say that they warehoused Ray, but he wasn't there. It's like, God damn it, old Hoffer, we're planning on warehousing you. Where have you been? I was at the reservoir. We're not here to reservoir house people. We're here to warehouse people. Now get here so we can warehouse you.
It was fantastic. Well, wait, your attendance record wasn't that great.
You graduated because they wanted you to get the fuck out of there, right?
Call it what you will. No, come on.
Right. Did they?
I had to do a ton of conning.
Do you think they wanted another year of you not being
there?
Well,
there was no way I was going to do another year or a semester for that matter.
All right. Yeah, I missed a few days.
What was your attendance record?
I played football, I had to show up a little bit.
The first semester, you have to show up, not the second.
Yeah, but the second semester, my senior year, it was one of those things where I was going to school from, 8 or 9 to noon or something like that.
You got out early,
second semester, senior, whatever. I had about 3 hours of school. Two of the classes were like ceramics classes, and the rest was just kibitzing and socializing and hanging out. And the school was across the street. And by the way, it wasn't like there's a flat panel TV and a jacuzzi at home, fridge filled with Chinese food.
You sure?
You know, we had at home, we had a piece of shit TV set in an empty fridge.
No, you had that bread, that weird squaw bread.
Weird,
that was super hard.
Weird, hard squaw bread and nothing. It's not, if I had a car and a girlfriend and a flat screen TV, I'd be doing something, but I didn't have anything to do. So it was like, I didn't have transportation. I didn't have entertainment. I didn't have food. I didn't have money. It was a choice between sitting at home or sitting 100 feet away from home with at least a couple of guys I was friends with. So I went over there.
You chose to go to school.
Chose to go to school.
Look how that worked out.
That's right. Put this mind to work.
Wait, what was your single subject? They called it single subject emphasis. Was it ceramics?
Yeah.
Really? Mine was horticulture.
Well, it was, Iowa in the 1940s. Oh, no, wait a minute. It was the 80s. In North Hollywood, horticulture.
FFA.
Future Farmers of America. That's right.
That was me.
That was me. That was Ray. There was a very unfortunate picture in the yearbook of a heavier set gal.
Don't come on.
I'm not going to say her name.
All right.
She was just a heavier set gal. And there was a huge sow. And they did the little like page of the loser farmer kids. Like here, you weren't an FFA kid because you loved farming. It's because other subjects hated you, like math and history and
science, English.
I failed biology.
Speech.
I wasn't, obviously there's not much future.
Did you fail biology?
Yeah.
Kingdom, phylum, class, order, family, genus, species.
I missed all that.
I had
Mr. Dilberti.
Oh, he was a douche.
And he failed me in the 10th grade, and then that was it for me. I took science after that, which is like dummy biology. But I wasn't taking ceramics, and you weren't taking Future Farmers of America because you loved farming. Or I love ceramics. There was no farming or ceramics going on after high school. Let's put it that way. They found it's the dumbest thing in the world. They find these stupid placeholder subjects that seem cool. Like, hey, man, we're going to learn farming. Hey, man, we're going to learn ceramics. Except for we're growing up in the San Fernando Valley in the 80s. There's no ceramics job waiting for me when I get out of high school. There's no farming job waiting for Ray when he gets out of high school. We just picked up trash on a construction site. But there was a picture of a heavy set gal and a huge sow. maybe a 300-pound sow, and she literally was mounting it.
Yeah.
But she was mid-mount,
yeah,
like from the backside, like the leg coming over the top.
I know the visual.
Very unfortunate picture. I don't.
But who
I
would
don't
put
know
that
who's
in
on
there?
The yearbook, yeah, committee that just goes.
This one's in.
But the thing that was funny about the old yearbooks, like, I think they had 8 pictures to choose from, because there'd be a picture of like a fat kid taking a bite out of a donut with a triple chin and really bad zits, and they'd go, "There you go," and you'd be like, why the kid with the horrible skin taking the bite out of the donut who's fat with the triple chin? Like, why is that in
the yearbook? Like, who picked it? And by the way, where was the teacher supervision on that?
Not the fat kid with the bad skin. If he saw that in advance, he'd be like, oh, no, 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 no. That is not going in there. Yes, I don't know why you need the fat chick mounting the pick.
And then also in FFA, we had a guy would raise rabbits. And then he'd kill the rabbit there.
Mm-hmm.
You'd watch him kill the fucking rabbit. It was ridiculous.
Put rubber bands around the balls of other things.
All
right, anyway, what's Andrew doing? Andrew?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, snow day?
Yes.
Sweet.
Frozen day, you could call it.
Yeah, and then tomorrow, too, right?
Right now, we just have a 2-hour delay, but that could change.
But look at you, man, with your cable and your computer and all your internet pornography and everything. I mean, look at
you. And your girlfriend's over, too, right?
I'm not that fortunate.
Yeah, but who needs a girlfriend with the internet? Come on.
Yeah, you can lope it like I used to, like 7 times in a day when I was your age.
Look at that. All right, anyway, moisture coming up through the kitchen floor. It's freezing.
It's not coming up. It's just that the house is hot and there's breath in there.
Are you on a slab?
No, where the kitchen is, it's a raised foundation.
So you're saying there's moisture inside the house, Ray?
Yeah.
And it's so cold.
I just think it's so cold outside, and he's heating the house, and then along with his, you know, like when you wake up in the morning, like your windows will be fogged.
Yeah. Is it vented? Is the, would venting the crawl space adequately, would that help, Ray?
If it snowed up, how?
It's only in one spot, though, which is the weird thing.
But it's in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And it's where the kitchen is, there is water present in the kitchen, yes?
Yeah, but like 5 feet away. I mean, I've never seen it before. I mean, it's really cold.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Maybe the furnace is downstairs or the dryer or something like that, and it's on.
You have a basement, right?
Yeah.
Why don't you go down?
This is to the side of it. It's kind of a split level.
Uh-huh. So, no, you can't walk underneath it.
I might be able to get in the crawl space underneath of it.
Why don't you get a flashlight, get down there, make Mama proud, and see if you can pinpoint the area. Do you have a dad or brother or somebody who can do the tap, 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 tap in, like where the trouble zone is, and then you kind of get under there and flash your flashlight and see if there's a pipe that doesn't have a pinhole in it or something like that that's running underneath it?
Yeah, I could probably manage that.
All right.
It sounded like a teenage horror movie you were describing right there. He's going to go into the house. He's going to discover something. He's dead. He's dead. He's gone.
All right. We'll pull them out during the thaw. Cleaning porcelain. I feel like the porcelain punisher is going to want to perk his ears up on this.
Just
one.
The tip.
Mm-hmm. Israel.
Hey, Adam. Hey, Ray.
What's happening?
Hey, not much. That worked. Hey, what's that cleaning product for clean porcelain or ceramic?
Poultice.
They're called Mexicans.
Poultice.
Yeah, that stuff's good. What do you want to clean, though? Is it real porcelain? If it's porcelain, use a pumice stone. Like, if you need to clean the toilet for real, use a pumice stone. If you have a ring of hard water or whatever, pumice stone will take care of it.
That's exactly what I'm going to clean.
What are you cleaning, though? What is it?
It's a toilet. It has a brown, weird-looking ring, and they don't want to throw it away, so...
Pumice stone, that's your cure.
That's a good man.
Yep. Cool.
What the hell is the... Ray, what's the porcelain called in the bathrooms?
What do you mean in the bathrooms?
The sinks, the toilets, or something. There's a name for it. It's a whatever porcelain.
I don't know.
Gary will look it up.
I just call it a canvas.
Yeah, yes.
He calls it his muse. Yeah, there's a name like diatomaceous porcelain or something like that. It's not that, but there's a name for the porcelain that they use in old toilets and sinks and stuff like that. Like I said, Gary will find it. But the pumice stone, Pumice, yeah,
pumice stone's key. Pumice.
I like that. Yeah, so get rid of that ring. Thanks, Israel, from Bakersfield.
I didn't know that.
Thank you.
Where did you hear that?
I was watching This Old House, like, 10 years ago.
Specifying that it's this type of porcelain?
It's called a something porcelain, and I can't... And the other day, I was thinking about it. Like, I was thinking, what the fuck is that porcelain called? I couldn't remember the name of it. And it has a name.
Does it have to, like, predate 1920 or something like that?
I don't know if they still use it today. It's like it's not like visceral, but it's like viscot, whatever porcelain. It has a name. It should be easy to find. I don't know why.
And
it's
that
not,
references it's like hardness or something.
It's like type of porcelain used in bathrooms or old toilets or old toilet porcelain or something. It'll have a name that comes before the name
white
porcelain.
White body or something.
Yeah, but it has a sort of scientific name that's escaping me as we speak. Oh, speaking, my book is done, President Me, The World That's in My Head. Or I think it's the United States or it's the U.S. or something, whatever it is.
You forgot the title?
Well, I know the President Me part. It is available for pre-order on Amazon if you'd like to help out and get me on to the New York Times bestseller list. That would be awesome. And the way to do that is you can go to Ace on the Roof, and then you click through and hit the Amazon banner, click through the Amazon link, and then you order it, and it's what you call win, and win again.
Triple threat.
Vitriolic. I swear to God, it's something like that porcelain. It can't be that hard to find. Yeah, it's not vitriolic, but as I know it's a different word, but it's close to that. All right, let's go to line four. Talk to Michelle. Michelle, 26, Maine. Ooh, Maine. What's it like in Maine today?
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Oh, hi, guys. I love you guys. I'm so glad you took my call.
How cold is it where you are right now?
It's a balmy 15 degrees today. It's actually, we're doing pretty good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we the other day it was like negative 15, so 15 we'll take it. It's not so bad.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't even know what to do. First of all, I'm not prepared. I only wear shorts.
Ray wears flip-flops.
Yeah. What do you do in that?
Well, they don't go to school.
You just prepare. You got to, like, wear boots and a jacket. And
layers and layers. Like, if you're outside for more than 2 hours, there's a possibility of dying. Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, the other day they were saying don't go outside for more than a couple minutes unless you have your whole body covered.
I think I think it gives you something to do, though. It gives you something to think about. It gives you something to talk about. It gives you a purpose. I think when it's perpetually 72 degrees, you just kind of flop around.
Huh?
There, that's what I'm saying. This gives you something.
Yeah, not bad.
Man.
I mean, you get used to it.
This porcelain thing's driving me nuts now.
Wait, you're totally preoccupied with
something
it.
Something with a V. Vincent's.
Nothing, Gary?
I think it's something with a V.
I'm looking.
All right, what are you punching in?
I've tried 12, 15 things. Right now I'm on porcelain, just looking at the types and history on Wikipedia.
So
old toilet porcelain's not working out.
Put porcelain types.
That's what he's doing.
That's exactly what I'm looking at. I'm looking at a Wikipedia page called
right.
Porcelain Types.
All right. Give us the porcelain types. I don't even know anything about porcelain. I feel like if
it's
I
fine.
Say it again, I'm going to it's fine. I'm going to lose the meaning of it. All right. Maybe porcelain used in hospitals, porcelain used in bathrooms. Maybe that'll work. All right, Michelle. So you and your husband just bought a house at 26 years of age. Jesus Christ, Ray. This is a winner over here.
She married a 56-year-old. I'm right, right?
No, he's 30, so
all right.
A little bit older.
You got woodpeckers.
Yeah, so we have woodpeckers who have made some pretty big holes in the siding of our house. We have wood shakes, which everyone says are really good and, you know, this shouldn't be happening, but we have some really big, like quarter-sized, maybe even bigger holes in our siding all around the house, mostly on the corners and stuff. So luckily right now it's so cold that they're not coming around. So I'm kind of trying to figure out what we can do before they come back in the spring to patch the holes, and if there's anything we can do to keep them from coming back and, you know, making more holes.
What would you use? You say you have wood. Do you say shake on the side? You have wood on the side?
Yeah, yeah.
Like shingles, like cedar shingles?
Yeah, yep.
It's pretty soft stuff.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Yeah, cedar really, redwood, really soft. It's good because it's good for the, you know, the bugs and all the critters and all
the
that kind of stuff.
Contraction is
but,
good.
But it's pretty soft, pretty easy pickings for the woodpecker. That's a weird one to patch because you could put some Bondo or something in it, and it's probably not going to work that great. If you were going to put some patch in it, I would suggest some sort of Bondo or epoxy-based whatever, like something architectural, whatever, that was some heavy-duty stuff, not just, you know, putty, wood putty or something. And I'm talking about some two-part something. And then
that could be stained also.
What I would do is take like a wire brush before it totally set up and try to match some of the grain. You know what I mean? So you don't have that like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want that smooth, shiny nickel in the middle of your sort of grainy.
Yeah, you
stuff.
Want it to match with whatever you have.
Is it paint grade? Is it painted or is it stained?
Yeah. Yep, it's painted.
Then you're fine.
Oh, it's painted and you're fine. Yeah. So, yeah, use something like that. And is there a backing? Like there's something behind it?
I think so. If they're all really high up, so we need to get
it's
on the ladder.
Be nailers
but it's so
all
icy
around.
That.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Got to be one under it?
Yeah.
Is there such thing as a woodpecker repellent?
Oh, it's vitreous China porcelain.
Vitreous, which just means that it's very fine, right? Really dense.
I don't know. I had vitriolic. That's pretty close.
That is close.
With vitreous China.
Are you pronouncing that word right? Let me see it.
Vitreous China. Vitreous China is what we call porcelain. That's what it is. So,
but it's vitreous China.
It's not a type of porcelain. It's
It is porcelain.
Yeah, I guess. A toilet is vitreous China, but we call it porcelain. That's why I was screwing up. I was looking for what the porcelain was called or the type of porcelain, but it's...
Good noodle, Adam.
I was kind of right,
pretty
but it's
good.
What we call the porcelain, vitreous China. There you go. The vitreous China.
You know, Michelle, yeah. if you hung vitreous China shingles around your house, you'd have no problem at all.
I'm surprised vitreous China didn't pop up faster on those fucking... That's your fault. I'm just... I blame the... Did it pop up? How'd you find it?
I finally clicked on an article that said, why are toilets still made of porcelain? And in the explanation of it, it said that somewhere, like deep in the middle of the article.
Don't you feel like we're at the point in computing where you can put in porcelain and toilet and made it like that?
And that comes up five times?
I think it's because there's so much porcelain used in bathrooms that when you put in bathroom or whatever, it's trying to bring up tiles and toilets and all these different products.
And it also brings up, products.
Vitreous China. All right, so what's vitreous mean? Now we got to find out what vitreous means. So, they have all kinds of two-part epoxy, resiny kind of catalyst kind of stuff that could go in there. Again, the thing is match the texture. Oftentimes a wire brush will work so you don't have that shiny, smooth part. And also holds the paint and primer better, too, if you rough it up. You know, there's a lot of stuff that you guys can do when you patch something, whether it's concrete or wood or whatever, that when it dries... By taking grinders and grinders with wire wheels and wire cups and things like that, and you can get stuff to match from a textural
standpoint.
Textural. Textural. Let's see. Having the nature of glass, relating to or resembling or having the nature of glass. So it's like glass porcelain. All right, sounds good. Satisfied, Ray?
Yeah.
I feel like everyone's happy
like
here.
That.
Yes.
Wow, learned something new.
Doing some live shows, like I said, you can go to adamcroll.com, check that out. Mangria.
Where are you going?
Back and flowing. Chicago, Buffalo, Vegas, Detroit, all coming up. So come on out and say hi. Again, the store open. And how about a little good juju? Support the show. Let's get Ray a house. Visit aceontheroof.com. Click the PayPal button and subscribe. $5 a month. Hell, That's nothing for all the pearls of wisdom that are coming out of our mouths.
Hey, can we make a Ace on the Roof shirt?
Yeah, let's make an Ace on the Roof shirt.
I get to design it.
We already have our logo. So, until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Ray Oldhoffer, Matt, the vitreous China Punisher, and Gary Hafter saying mahalo.
Subscribe on iTunes or visit aceontheroof.com. This is Corolla Digital.